Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We congratulate you on your chairmanship and pledge our delegation's full support to you. Canada is committed to strengthening the implementation of the Convention on a national basis and to supporting international efforts to bolster the Convention and assist states under Article 10. Through the Weapons Threat Reduction Program, Canada has funded a number of recent initiatives, which include support for the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations Vaccine Development Efforts for High Consequence Infectious Diseases of Security Concern, $10 million. The provision of personal protective equipment to Africa and ASEAN, $50 million. Mitigating biological threats in Africa, enhancing biosafety and biosecurity, roughly $2 million. $428,000 to bridge the implementation gap in global biosecurity. Support to Interpol to enhance global bioterrorism prevention and biological preparedness, roughly $6 million. And $4.5 million to support the World Health Organization to address sensitivities, complexities, and threats posed by dual-use research of concern. In addition, under the framework of the Global Partnership Against the Spread of Weapons and Materials of Mass Destruction, Canada and other participating members continue to make tangible contributions to international security through specific cooperation projects to prevent the proliferation of biological weapons, related materials, and weapons of mass destruction in general. Thank you, Mr. Chair.